So, as I said earlier, we are on week two of our Lent series, looking at joy today, specifically how to bear the fruit of joy. So the point of our Lent series is that God gives to all Christians the Holy Spirit. And he, in Galatians, Paul says that the Spirit bears fruit in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit. We have a list on our handout: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. So we're going to be looking at not just what they are, but how to bear each fruit in our lives. Because although salvation is a gift freely given by God, that fruit is a sort of, it's almost like a joint effort. God produces fruit in us by his Spirit, but we also have to work in conjunction with God to bear that fruit in our lives. So today we're thinking about how we can bear the fruit of joy. And there are three things in this psalm that I think point us in the right direction. The first thing, the psalmist says, "I will praise the Lord." In other words, he's praising the right thing. He's praising the right person. Someone says that you can work out what your faith is by what you think about the most. That's where you put the most faith. That's where the most important thing in your life. Can be a sobering thing to reflect on for ourselves. What is most important? Well, for the psalmist, "I will praise the Lord." He puts God in God's spot. He praises God and God alone. He keeps his focus on God. In verse 8, he says, "I will keep my eyes always on the Lord." So obviously a metaphor, he can't see God. He's talking about the eyes of his heart. When you're trying to navigate somewhere, if you've ever been for a walk, it's very easy to get lost in the woods because you can't see any landmarks to know that's where I'm heading. I got extremely lost once in a wood and ended up being yelled at by a farmer because, unbeknownst to myself, I'd wandered off the path and was on one of his trails, and he got very angry with me because I couldn't tell which direction I was going in anymore. And it's a bit like that in the Christian journey. If we lose our focus on God, we lose the direction. But when we have our eyes fixed on a landmark, we can walk in a straight line. When we have our eyes fixed on God, we can walk towards him. And what do we find when we put our focus in God, when we walk towards him? We find that he counsels us. This is the second thing. The psalmist says, it's David this psalm, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me." Some students, don't they? They like to put on tapes at night time, say French or something, to try and learn something by osmosis while they sleep. I don't know if it works, but there is a sense in which God does speak to us while we sleep. I was sharing with Carol this morning something that came to me last night. Whether it'll happen or not, I don't know. It may have been God speaking to me, it may not have been. But sometimes God does speak to us in the night, and we wake up thinking, that's what I need to do. We need to be prepared to listen to the promptings of God. Sometimes in our lives, those promptings are impossible to ignore. Most of the time, in my experience, they are easy to ignore. So we have to listen carefully, because God often speaks in silence. But as we listen to him, we discover that he leads us in the path of life. At the end there, the psalmist says, "You make known to me the path of life." In other words, if we want to live, and I mean really live, not just exist, if we want to live, we need to listen to God. And we need to learn his path. Because after all, he made us. So it stands to reason he would know how best to live the life he's given us. So we need to listen to God so we can hear and learn the path of life so we can walk towards him as we keep our focus on him. And finally, the third thing is trust. Trust that he will not abandon us. There in verse 10, the psalmist says, "You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure." So as we keep our focus on God, as we praise him, as we listen to him, so we learn to trust him. And as we trust him, so our heart is glad and our tongues can rejoice, because we trust that he will not abandon us. Friends, life is hard, isn't it? Stuff happens, whether we're nice, bad, naughty, good, whatever. Stuff happens in life. Sometimes we deserve it, most of the time we don't. Stuff happens. Trusting in God means trusting that he is with us and will not abandon us no matter what happens. You see, joy is not about good things happening to us all the time. Joy is about learning to trust the one who is with us no matter what happens. You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. But there's something else in there as well. In verse 10, David says, "You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. Therefore, my heart is glad." He's prophesying about Jesus. In Acts, in the very first sermon, I think, Peter quotes this verse about the resurrection. "Nor will you let your faithful one see decay. Therefore, my heart is glad," David says. In other words, we can be glad, we can trust God, we can praise him and listen to him because of the resurrection. Because he did not abandon his faithful one, Jesus, to decay. That is the bedrock of our faith. It's not some airy-fairy sort of philosophy essay of some platitudes. This is a real concrete person, Jesus Christ, who really and concretely was raised from the dead by God. The real and concrete bedrock of our faith. So if we want to know joy, we need to keep our focus on God. We need to listen to God. We need to learn how to do that in the quiet, in the stillness. And we need to trust God that he will be with us no matter what happens. All because Jesus died and rose again. And as we start to do those things, so we start to discover what true joy really is. It's not about perfect happiness every day, every moment, but it's about being with our God and trusting in him. "Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Amen.